Check one, two. What's up, everybody? Today is the 17th of January, 2020. And it's crazy. We're kind of headed into the second half of the first month of 2020. It's wicked, man. Before I begin, I want to leave my social media links, which will be an excellent segue to today's podcast or entry. Please hit me up on my social media accounts. That's AZRELAZITGETZ. That is my Instagram. That is my Twitter. And it has been my new Snapchat. However, the negativity or evil for today has come by way of Snapchat. For whatever reason it is, which could have been me going through the process of verifying all of my accounts. But long story short, my Snapchat was disabled. And it's definitely issued a sensation of negativity within me because we were making so much progress and we were doing it quickly. One of the things I had to kind of remember about the whole social media thing is when you're running a company or when you're promoting a brand, that extends into a lot of different areas of your social media, including your interaction online. And, you know, one of the things that I urge people to do is to get someone to do it for you. If your budget allows that. Now, for most people, if you're just starting a company, you're probably just kind of doing it out of your homes, on your phones, and you don't have a large budget. So you're having to do a lot of these things like setting up your email, setting up your social media accounts and, you know, whatever the whatnots and whatever you have to do. Of you know, running your social media. But one of the things that can happen is you can do what tends to happen to me is the networking part of me starts to go into an area where you may think things are cordial. However, as life has taught me through experiences, you definitely want to be careful of how you extend yourself online to people, because you don't know these people, and these are people that are just kind of behind whatever device they're using. You have no idea what their background is. You know, you have no idea of you know, their consciousness, and ultimately you know, they could have some kind of issues. I mean, we all have issues, so You're bringing that into the promotion of your brand. And I think promoting a brand is enough in itself, so to speak. So when you're bringing in other attitudes or personalities, that really should only be there to, you know, extend the essence of your brand. And if it turns into a situation, you know, where it could be a stalking situation, it could be a situation where a copyright issue, it could be a bullying issue, it could be a plethora of things that happen. And so you just want to, you know, make sure that you deal with those things in not just a diplomatic way, but in a way that's going to benefit the success of your brand or whatever it is you're ultimately trying to do. And hopefully it's a positive and productive thing for you. The other negative of the day is it's been a long-standing issue, but I figured that I had overcome it, but it has crept back into my being. And it happened after I started helping people. One of the issues that I had been dealing with was in making sure I didn't have any issues getting from A to B. And I've done things from you know, my own kind of cars. I won't go into what kind they are. There's no reason to do that. But different cars. I've Ubered for a while. Didn't really do Lyft. I think I carpooled at one time. But long story short, the issue of this, basically my clients, who I love my clients, I feel like they're some of the coolest people in the world. They're so nice, positive people. They've blessed my life so much, and I wish that upon all of you. But man, they don't pay me regularly. And when you're starting a business, that's one of those things you really don't think about that. I think when you're first starting, you're just like wanting to get paid. But what can happen is, so what happens when you start getting paid? Well, there's other things that come into play that you have to deal with. And one of the things that I have grown accustomed to doing is I always focus on the positives. There's a lot of positives that I deal with having my business run in the manner that it is. But then there is also an area of your business where you're seeing things that you need to do. And so for me, you know, I shouldn't have the issues that I feel like I'm having. It's just one of those things that comes with, you know, expanding is all I can really say. But yeah, that's been the negative for the day. And, you know, who knows, you could be going through something like that too on your job. It may not be a payment issue, but it's an issue that you're dealing with. And be resourceful, be positive, but at the same time, know your worth. And, you know, if just know your worth, because if you know that, then you inwardly will be guided on the how you should deal with the situation and in all situations, you know. And so that's probably going to be my tagline for this one. But listen, for today, that was pretty much it, man. I've, you know, been able to kind of lay back and rest, and I hope you're able to do that too, because I feel like everybody's adjusting, you know, to coming off of the holidays and getting back into the swing of school or work and whatnot. But hang in there, rest up or do things that you enjoy. And, you know, as I always say, love each other, but most importantly, love yourself. Have an excellent weekend.